Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of knowledge. Yesterday we explained, true knowledge is that knowledge that takes a person closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise it's just something that's facts that a person is gathering, information that a person is taking. And many times this type of information that takes a person away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is nothing more than deception. This is nothing more than mesmerization. A person is taken away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He thinks he's gathering more and more and more, but it's no benefit to him. So true knowledge is that knowledge that takes a person closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عن معاوية رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من يرد الله به خيرا يفقهه في الدين. متفق عليه. حضرت معاوية رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that when Allah Ta'ala desires good for a person, He bestows him with profound understanding of the deen, of the religion. Allah Ta'ala gives him a good, deep understanding of deen. So when Allah Ta'ala desires good for a person, then Allah gives him this good understanding of deen. So a person that has got good understanding of deen, together with that he's making amal, he's practicing upon what Allah Ta'ala has bestowed him as far as the ilm is concerned, then that is a sign that Allah Ta'ala wishes good for such a person. This hadith highlights the virtue of ilm. It encourages us to gain a good understanding of knowledge, because such understanding will guide a person to obey Allah Ta'ala. The hadith also tells us or informs us that beneficial knowledge is a sign of a good fortune of a person, and Allah Ta'ala has desired goodness for him. Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayhi stated that I do not know of anything more virtuous than acquiring knowledge. Here we find, as far as ilm is concerned, as far as knowledge is concerned, that a person is never happy with the level that he is on. In deen, we are taught that as far as the dunya is concerned, we must be content with what Allah Ta'ala has given us. Don't keep chasing and wishing for more and more and more. But the first ayat of the Quran that we did yesterday, وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. In Surah Taha, Allah Ta'ala mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam say, that oh Allah, increase me in knowledge. Ilm is something that we should be desiring or be desirous to increase. That from the cradle till the grave, continuously, Allah Ta'ala must increase our knowledge. This is not something that we'll just be happy, okay, I got enough now. This is where I stop, I don't learn anymore. We continuously learn and learn and learn, right up till the day we pass away. So this is as far as ilm is concerned. This is as far as knowledge is concerned. A person always wants to increase his knowledge. With regards to having this faqahat, we spoke about profound knowledge in deen. Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi, he stated that a faqih is one who turns away from the world, is desirous of the year after, he has a very good understanding of his deen, is continuously engaged in the worship of Allah Ta'ala, is abstinent, in other words, he's not continuously chasing this world, he's saving himself from this world, he does not cause any harm in respect to the Muslims, and he abstains from their wealth and is a well-wisher from them all. What this means, abstains from their wealth? In other words, he's not desirous of the money of the people. Whatever wealth Allah Ta'ala has given people, he's not desirous of their wealth. What Allah gives him, this person is happy with this. He's not continuously desiring that I must have what this person got and what that person got and what that person got. Inshallah, when we do tomorrow's hadith, we'll see that ilm is something that is so great. And spending money also is something that is so great. It's so great that although we're not allowed to be desirous of what Allah Ta'ala has given someone else, but with regards to knowledge, Allah has blessed someone knowledge, we're allowed to even be desirous of that. Allah Ta'ala has blessed somebody with wealth, and he's spending his wealth all the time on different causes. We're allowed to be desirous of that person who's got this type of wealth and is spending. Allah Ta'ala has made that exception. Why? Because these things are something that are so great in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this person abstains from their wealth and is a well-wisher for everyone. In other words, he wishes good for every type of Muslim. Allah ta'ala must guide, Allah ta'ala must correct, Allah ta'ala must grant everyone the best of dunya and akhirat. He's got the heart and he's got the well-wishing or the goodness of every person at heart. But this person is a true faqih. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Yeah, when we speak about religion and deen, what is meant by religion and deen? Ulama explained it consists of three parts. In the famous hadith of Jibreel, Jibreel alayhi salam came in the form of a human and asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a few questions. And one of the things was with regards to deen, that Now he asked, what is Iman? And then Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam explained that it got to do with such beliefs. In other words, akhirat, it got to do with those things that are related to Iman. And Islam got to do with the outward action. So Iman got to do with the inward action, with the beliefs of a person. And Islam got to do with the outward actions. And the third question was asked was, wal ihsan. So here this ihsan got to do with the condition of the heart. So three things. One is the outward actions known as Islam. One is the inward actions or the inward beliefs known as Iman. And the third thing was asked to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mal ihsan. What is ihsan? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, it's the condition of the heart. That the person reaches such a point that he believes or he knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at him at all the time. All the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of every action. And the person has got this in his heart that Allah is aware of every action of mine. This person will never ever misuse his eyes, he'll never misuse his ears, he'll never misuse his tongue, he'll never misuse any part of his body. Allah is looking at me, Allah is aware of me at every given time. Or if a person can't reach that situation, that he, in other words, the highest level Rasulullah sallam explained, is that he is seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. In other words, he's constantly aware that Allah is present all the time. He's reached that level. But he hasn't reached that level, at least he knows, my Allah is looking at me. This is ihsan. When a person has got these three things, he's got deen in essence. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.